Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Before Never Not Funny really kicks into gear, I want to tell you about Babbel. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Why waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language? Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's less than a month if I'm doing my calendar math correctly. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. This thing's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. And right now, for listeners of Never Not Funny, they've got a great deal. You can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. But again, that's only for listeners of Never Not Funny at Babbel.com/Pardo. That's right. Gets up to 60% off. That's more than a Hagar. That's more than the double nickel. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Pardo. That is spelled Babbel.com/Pardo. Rules and restrictions apply. Use Babbel. By the time I'm done reading this, you'll know how to speak a new language. Babbel, a better way to learn a new language.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Playing games.
She plays Evie on Stan Against Evil, but when you challenge Janet Varney to pop culture trivia, you're in grave danger. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody, indeed. Yes, welcome to Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. In studio with me, as always, is our announcer, Matt Belknap. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Jimmy.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing as best as I can, pushing my rock.
It's great to be back, isn't it?
It's good to be back. Good to be strong.
Yeah. Love this game. as do I.
And of course, our band leader, Mr. Mike Henry. Hello, Michael. Mike's on the flute today. We got Mike playing a little bit of a flute.
Casual flautist.
Casual flautist, of course, the name of my fantasy baseball team. And Mike Henry is a young Ian Anderson. Name the band, Matt. Can you do it?
Ian Anderson. Well, you were saying there's a flute in the band.
Yeah.
So
you're really limited.
Is it Jethro Tull?
Jethro Tull, yeah. It wasn't really a tough question.
It is for me, because I don't give a shit about Jethro Tull.
Language on Playing Games. Sorry. This isn't Never Not Funny. You
I don't
can't
give
run
a,
your mouth.
Let me take it again. I don't give a hoot about Jethro Tull.
Thank you. Well, also, please don't pollute.
I won't.
As always, I'm joined in studio by a terrific guest from Celebritydom. That's a word, isn't it? This week from Stan Against Evil and her new web series, Fortune Rookie, it's our friend Janet Varney.
It almost sounded like you said Janet Varney.
Well, I didn't. And even you saying it almost sounded means I didn't at all. Even you knew you were wrong.
You're absolutely right. I'm filled with shame.
Now I would like to go back and hear it and see if I did say Janet Varney.
I think it was just that you were breathily excited.
Well, I was coming off the heels of Fortune Rookie.
And Celebritydom.
Yeah, shut up.
Janet, you're so Varney.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, Janet Varney. That's
awful. Funny. No, it's funny.
Varney.
It's like Varney. It doesn't take much to make my name even worse than it already is.
It's a good name, and you've got this. Speaking of good names, this Fortune Rookie is brand new.
That's a pun. I didn't need to announce that to anyone.
No, I think they understood
it. The most clear thing in the world.
Well, I don't know what it is. If they don't know what it is, you play you are leaving show business.
Yes.
Right? I'm not giving anything away. It's the premise of the program. You're leaving Correct. Show business to go into somebody told you can see the future.
That's right.
And so you are now a fortune teller.
Yes.
And so you are a fortune rookie.
Yes. I'm the first 5 minutes of the show. I just explained the pun of the title. So it's, now you can skip past the first 5 minutes.
I would not. It's still wonderful to see you. I was at the premiere. You had a nice premiere party for that.
I sure appreciated your presence there. It really meant a lot to me.
It was nice to be there. I sat one seat away from your unusual friend, Cole Stratton.
Yes.
He suggested that I move and sit directly next to him. I'm fine with the space. I like a little space.
I understand that.
Right?
I understand. I think that may be even a trope with gentlemen friends going to the movies and stuff. Like, the people are, they're like, we'll sit one seat apart.
I'm that way with anybody, really. I would like, I like the...
Your family?
No, wife and son excluded.
Okay.
But everybody else, I'm okay if I'm got a little bubble.
Extended family?
Niece?
Oh, you're hesitating.
I'd like a little space. I'd like a little space. Don't you like space? Well, you're tiny.
Wait, hold on.
Are your eyes broken? She's tall.
But she's
tall and narrow. That's true.
She doesn't take up the full seat.
But like you also don't take up the full seat. You're not
right. But the person next to me could.
I understand. And
then I got them.
But that's okay because you've got extra room from being so tiny.
I don't want them over there. You stay in your seat.
I think it's
also our seats aren't adjustable to where they condense if you're smaller or widen for some.
Oh, that would be very nice, like on an airplane.
Yeah.
Wait, is that how airplane stuff works now?
No, I'm saying,
if an airplane could do that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if airplanes were like that? Then we wouldn't have to be so cramped. All right, we're going to cut that. That's not, we don't have coverage. We don't have a...
I don't think it sounded anything like it. I think you're fine.
Okay, cool.
I thought when it was parody, you're safe.
Good
you can
call.
Sing fake lyrics.
Yes. The Weird Al.
You can't sing the weird ones.
The Weird Al rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Janet, tell us more about Fortune Rookie. Where
Jimmy,
can we find it?
You can find it online on YouTube and on IFC.com or on the IFC app. It's a joyful time.
It is. Each episode is about 8 to 10 minutes maximum.
Correct.
Right? It's easy.
Get in, get out, laugh your ass, sets off. Well, I didn't want to curse. Well, laugh your hoot off. Laugh your hoot right off.
And you play a version of yourself.
Yeah, which in retrospect does seem slightly dicey. When you're having so much fun writing it, going like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if the jerk version of me said this? And then you're shooting it thinking, oh, I've named myself my name and now I'm saying offensive things. This may have been a terrible decision.
It was, and I would say all the way around, having watched all of them. It was nice. It was nice that they had it at a motion picture house and we got to watch all of them in a row, which I think is the way to do it. I would say, I'm not a fan of this word, but binge it.
Yeah.
Right?
I appreciate you making the sacrifice of saying that word for me in the show.
Is there any other word we could use to replace binge?
Gobble it. I'm going to gobble this series.
How much do you love binge now?
So no?
How much do you love binge?
Yeah, I'm back on board with binge.
Yeah, or say finge. You can just start replacing.
I didn't even do it once. I will not have that be my new thing. Oh, that's Pardo. You know, he says F's instead of other letters. I've never, not even once. As I'm going to get 3,000 tweets.
Well, you did. You have done it quite a bit.
Janet Farney is here.
We're
thrilled that she's here. She's part of that Fortune Rookie program over
never
there on
not
the
Farney.
AFC. Also, Stan Against Evil.
Indeed.
Season 2.
Season 3.
I skipped right over season 2 because I didn't care for season 1.
I understand.
So I didn't know there was a third one. Dana Gould's program.
Yes.
But it's you, John McGinley?
Correct.
And there's a third person.
Well, Deborah Baker Jr., who is a female and is a junior, which is wonderful.
Love it.
Oh, okay.
Right?
You don't like it.
I don't.
You yourself are a junior, and you're saying, ladies, stay out of my lane.
Stay out of it.
Yeah, well.
I also think it's weird for a mother to name their child after them. I think that's weird.
But you don't think it's weird for a father to do
that? Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. And then Nate Mooney, also hilarious and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the four-person cast.
Nate Mooney, first of his name.
Plus Dana. Nate Mooney the first.
He's not a
He does make everyone call him the first. And senior. He makes people call him senior.
Oh.
Doesn't have kids.
He's anticipating it.
Why hasn't there been a comedian that's done that? There's been everything. Why hasn't there been the, there's James Stevens the third. Why hasn't there been a Nate Mooney the first or something like that comedically?
It's not too late, Jimmy. You can do it.
I'm not in that Def Jam world. That seems like a Def Jam sort of a title.
Okay. Maybe. So that's the four of us. We're back for more.
What channel is that on?
That's IFC as well, but you can also see it on Hulu. You can see the first two seasons on Hulu, and then I'm sure the third will roll out because it's IFC is definitely one of those channels. And you can watch it on IFC.com, I'm sure, but it is one of those channels that half of the country is like, "That I don't think that's a real thing."
Right.
But it is.
So you are exclusively with IFC these days.
It does sound like I'm a sort of an old Hollywood, like I have a deal.
Yeah. Under contract.
Yeah, right. I'm on the contract with IFC.
Do you sometimes wish that you were in Hollywood during those days when there was like less of us and you got to just know that you know?
No, not at all.
Oh, you're wrong.
You don't want to just
There's
show
no
up on the lot?
There's no place for someone like me there.
Yes, there is.
I don't think so.
You're like a Lucille Ball. You're like a lady clown.
You just named the one there was room for. And I'm not that funny.
That didn't open any doors for her. Her success didn't let anyone else be funny.
Suddenly everybody was a Lucille Ball.
That's true.
Wait a second. You're suggesting to me and the public at large that you're not as funny as Lucille Ball? I disagree with that.
That's a wonderful compliment.
I think Lucille was a terrific comedic actress. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Lucille was funny necessarily. I also have nothing to back this up with.
I don't know enough about her either. I do know that the weird ghosty smoke voice version of her that was on a Simpsons episode, mm-hmm. I still think about as being extraordinarily funny. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't because I don't watch The Simpsons, but I don't watch
it anymore. But that one,
she's
really
one of
stayed
a ghost
with
for
me.
Marge. Is that the premise?
I think it was. She's talking to Lisa somehow,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just one of those like, I'm Lucille Ball. Now here's what you gotta do, and then she just goes into a whisper of unintelligible like.
The name of the program is Fortune Rookie. You can find it on IFC.com. The name of the actual program is Stand Against Evil. You can find that on IFC.
And, of course, The Simpsons is still on Fox Sundays at 8.
All right, Janet, we cannot play this game without contestants.
I would hope we'd have some.
Let's go to the phones. That's right. Anyone that follows Never Not Funny on Twitter has a chance to play this game. Just look for the tweet telling you to call in, and then we take the calls, weed out the dead weight, and find our players. I'll say it again. Let's hit the phones. Let's go. Who are you going to give me there first, Matt?
We've got Michelle in Montana.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, Jimmy.
How are you?
I'm good.
I repeat. Oh, you're doing okay. And no, listen, Matt's very concerned as to where you're from, as opposed to just letting me ask you that. Are you from Montana?
I was born and raised in Montana, yes. But I'm actually calling from Scottsdale, Arizona.
You're down in Arizona. You moved to Babylona. That's like King Tut. And Montana's a Frank Zappa song. I'm going to Montana. That's not parody. Or good, what I just did. Michelle, what are you doing down in Scottsdale? My grandparents lived there at some point. Are they still talking about that?
I haven't run into them, but
they both passed away.
A content marketer for Massage Envy.
Oh, Massage Envy. Now, good luck on that. I was going to bring up, there's a lot of, every now and then Massage Envy will show up in the news, maybe not in the greatest of light. Is that something you'd like to address with this stuff?
good topic for a game show.
Yeah. Listen, I went to Massage Envy once and I had a terrific time and everything that I was expecting happened. I was asked to disrobe and stay underneath the sheet, and then I was told to roll over at some point, and that seemed to go very well as well. Everything I wanted out of a massage. Do you get massages yourself, Michelle?
Perfect. No, I don't. I'm just a marketer.
Just a marketer for Massage Envy. Well, they're popping up all over the place, right? They're like those curves, where before you know it, there's one in every corner. Michelle, your thoughts?
Yeah.
Now, are you in a relationship of some sort? Are you married? Are you with a gentleman or a lady friend?
I am not married, but I have a really fabulous boyfriend named Chris.
Chris and Michelle, right? A couple of American names, right? Just very, very bland, I'll say it. And Michelle, how long have you been with this young Lothario?
About a year and a half.
About 18 months, it sounds like. And do you guys live together?
We don't.
You don't?
No.
Aha, thank you. The way our Lord intended it. And is he there in Scottsdale with you, or did he stay up in the Montana area?
Well, he lives in Scottsdale. He actually moved from New Mexico.
Okay, what did you want us to say to that? Because you kind of presented that as if it was going to be the most exciting information. He actually moved from New Mexico.
I don't know.
And then nothing.
I don't know. Did you know they're known for their green chili? Maybe that's what I was leaning toward.
Oh, I did not know that. Now, our guest, Janet Varney, is giving she's nodding her head that she's well aware of that.
Well, Janet Varney.
That sounds like an invitation to speak, Jimmy. Yes, I am aware of that. I am from Tucson, Arizona myself, and I enjoy New Mexico very much, and I will agree with, I think what Michelle is saying, the underlying comment there is they put green chili in or on everything, and so you will not have a meal in New Mexico without sampling some of their green chili. Michelle, is that correct? I like green
chili. Michelle?
What, oh, do I? Sorry. Do
you, I'm sorry, Michelle.
Do you agree with that statement about New Mexico?
I thought, Jimmy, I thought you just said...
I've been to New Mexico, and I've never tried their green chili.
We got to get you out there.
Yeah, we got to get to it. What, Matt, you had
a... I thought you just said, I like green chili.
I said I like green chili, but I interrupted Janet asking a question about confirming the green chili, and then that locked Michelle up.
Can you draw a picture? I just cannot follow this conversation. Nope.
All right, let's say hello to... get Ian on the phone.
All right. Let's see. Here's Ian.
Let's say hello to Ian. Hello, Ian.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Ian, are you calling from a phaser? You going through some guitar pedals?
I don't think so. Do I sound bad?
You do sound awful. but that, I don't, I've never met you, Ian. That could be your voice and not the sound system.
Well, I apologize. I'm in the middle. I'm in an interior room, so that's probably not helping the connection.
Ian, I'm not going to lie to you. That laugh of yours was precious. That was like you could sample that and go, what's an example of a fake laugh? And here's Ian. Oh, that's rich.
Great. Well, obviously, great. The laugh sounded a little different because it's in an indoor room.
Interior.
Interior room.
Hey, Ian, now we know you're in an interior room, and I assume that's for safety. You know, you never know if a hurricane or tornado is coming. Let's stay inside.
Is that a room within another room? Is that what that means? Like, are you two layers deep?
It is a room with no windows, I think. A room you would go to for safety, like Jimmy said, but I went here for privacy because I'm at work.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're laughing at you like assholes, but it turns out interior room is a real thing. Yeah, we're just dumb.
And smart.
And I swore again.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You can bleep that. Ian, so you're at work. What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a software developer.
And what part of the country are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Temple, Texas.
From Temple, Texas. Now, I don't know what part of Texas is that. Is that near Austin, Dallas, El Paso?
It is halfway between Austin and Waco, so about an hour north of Austin.
You ever go down to Waco, look at the sights?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, what do you see? Just the charred remains?
God. My wife likes to go there for Magnolia Market.
Okay.
The Chip and Joanna Gaines from HGTV.
No free plugs.
I don't know.
Sorry about that.
I don't know what any of that meant. How long have you been married, sir? You mentioned your beautiful wife. How long? A, her name. B, how long married?
Her name is Kara, and we have been married 8.5 years.
8.5 years, a little shy of a decade. About 18 months shy of a decade.
Yeah.
And do we have children?
We have one son. His name is Ivan, and he's 5.
5 years old. What's Ivan do today? Is he in kindergarten? Fiven.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's great. Well, he sounds like a joy. All right. So best of luck to you, Ian. We'll try to make this fast so you can get back to work. I'm sure they're scrounging the outer rooms looking for you.
He's nowhere to be found. Should we go interior?
Dare we?
No, there's no threat of weather. There's no reason somebody would be in the interior.
He has to be in a windowed room.
All right, let's say hello to Ann. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Ann, now where are you calling from?
Peckville, Pennsylvania.
Say it again. Say the city, please, again.
Peckville. P-E-C-K-V-I-L-L-E.
Oh, Pecksville.
It's by Scranton.
So, okay. Let's say Scranton next time. That'll save us a lot of hassle.
Okay.
Pecksville. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a workers' comp attorney.
Workers' comp attorney. Now, listen, you fall down at the job, you get hurt, and you call up Ann on some sort of an 800 number, I got to imagine. Right? It sounds shady. And did you get hurt at work? Yeah, call Ann.
Do you advertise on the back of buses and stuff?
Right now, I represent employers, so I don't get to do that fun stuff anymore. But I used to when I did the claimant side work. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're on the other side of it then. You're holding the employee down. That guy just got hurt, and you're trying to take away his livelihood because he can't work anymore. And now you won't even give him a couple of bucks.
half my job is catching fraud because people decide to post stupid stuff on Facebook showing that they're not really hurt.
Oh, by the way, I saw Catching Fraud at Bonnaroo. They were fantastic. You see Catching Fraud, Mike? I know you're in the music. He loves them. And are you married, Ann?
Yes, I am.
And what's your husband's name?
My husband's. His name is Justin.
Justin and Ann. Now, listen, full disclosure, I've met Justin and Ann. They've come to many a live show when we on the East Coast. Is that correct, Ann?
Yes, it is.
And I want to say, Ann, and this does not buy you any favors here, I want to say, because it actually goes against it, it hurts you, you gave me an album by, damn it, the sister, it was Susan Jax.
Yes, indeed.
Terry Jax is her brother.
Oh.
Very popular song. What song did he do? Janet?
Oh, no idea.
Oh, okay. Matt?
Terry Jax.
Terry Jax. Anybody know? Mike Henry knows.
I'm playing Jax over here.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, he's Ed Cookie Burns. Mike Henry.
Seasons in the Sun.
Seasons in the Sun. That's correct response. And Susan Jax did a, she had a musical career as well, released at least one album that was forced in my possession.
Oh, boy.
You could have thrown it away.
Yeah, guess what? guess what, Ann? Could have and did. All right, listen, I wish all three of you the best of luck. It is now ready to start playing games. Who's ready to start playing games?
I am.
Right here.
They're all ready. All right, listen, we got our players. You guys are playing for a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. First up is Headlines. I'm going to read you questions that relate to a certain decade, and the first one to buzz in correctly using your name will get the point. The two players with the most points after five questions will move on. Matt Belknap, let's please hit the randomizer to find out what decade we'll be playing from. It is the 90s. Going to be doing Headlines from the 90s, guys. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, remember, use your name to buzz in. Here we go, and please wait until I'm done reading the full question before you buzz in. Number one, in 1993, the Thai Toy Company released the first nine of these small stuffed animals that became a collectible sensation. Yeah. Ian, God damn it! I made it very clear that you wait until I'm done. Go ahead, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Answer, Ian.
Beanie Baby.
Beanie Baby is a correct answer. All right, come on, ladies. Ian does not follow the rules. So I'm going to need you guys to cheat as well, apparently. All right, hands on buzzers. What was the name of Ross Geller's pet monkey on Friends?
Ian.
Go ahead, Ian.
Marcel.
Marcel's a correct answer, sir. Matt Belknap, after two questions, please give me a scoring update.
Well, Michelle's got zero, Ann's got zero, Ian's got two.
Yeah.
Running away with it, Jimmy.
One's a little suspect. That's my fault. I should have
should put an asterisk next to that one.
Yeah, when it goes into the Game Show Hall of Fame.
Sammy Sosa style.
Hands on buzzers. Ladies, come on, focus in here. Which rapper died first, Tupac Shakur or the Notorious B.I.G.?
Ian. Michelle.
Guess who it's not? It's not Michelle. it was Ian?
Ann and Ian. I thought I heard Ann a little bit ahead.
All right, we're going to go with Ann. Janet Varney's giving me the thumbs up for Ann. Ann.
I think it's Tupac.
That's the correct answer. Ann's on the board.
Yes.
Come on, Michelle.
Oh, man.
All right. Here's question number four. Again, you're two players with the most points after five will go on. At the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta, the torch was lit by which legendary American athlete? Who's typing?
Are you Googling?
No Googling. Ian. Come on, you can't cheat. Is that you, Ian? Are you on the keyboard, Ian?
I was responding to a work question. I apologize.
All right, I believe you.
Oh, my God.
I believe you.
You're giving him all the...
He seems like a nice guy. He's in an interior room. So worried about him. All right, what do you got, Ian?
I don't think he buzzed in. He was just
Muhammad
typing.
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali's a correct answer. That's the correct answer. Okay. All right, it's 3-1-0. All right, here we go. Fifth and final. In 1993, this team became the first non-American team to win the World Series.
Ian?
Yeah, Ian.
Was it the Toronto Blue Jays?
It's the Toronto Blue Jays. That's a correct answer. And that means, go ahead, Janet.
I just want to acknowledge that I think it's adorable when he sounds, Ian made it clear he was confused about his own name first. Like, he wanted to show he wasn't sure, so he made his own name a question. Ian? I loved it. Ian, you're back in my good graces.
All right, well, after five, the two players with the most points are, I guess, Ian
and Anne.
And that means we have to say goodbye to Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Was it? It doesn't sound
like it. It was horrendous.
You don't apologize to me. You apologize to Chris.
Ian was quick on the draw. I couldn't get in there.
He was. Listen, when you're a secure line like Ian's using, with no outside noise.
No distractions. He's just in a...
He's in a windowless room. He isn't focused.
And all I got here thinking about was the green chili. That's all Michelle was thinking about the entire time. I got to go to New Mexico. Green chili, green chili, green chili.
Well, listen.
Thank you guys so much.
Michelle, you're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet. So we wish you a lot of luck enjoying that. And thank you for playing games. As we say goodbye to Michelle, that means that Anne and Ian, a couple of vowel first names, will go on to round two to compete to see who's going to go head to head in the finals against Janet Varney. And we'll do that right after this. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Playing Games. My co-host this week, I also say guest. I say guest and co-host. They interchangeable. Is Janet Varney. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Now, listen, during the break, you mentioned that you were already missing Michelle.
Well, yeah. I like the underdog.
Well, she was very...
Ian and Anne are both great.
Very good. Ian, of course.
Are you going to be okay?
I'm going to be all right. I'm choked up.
You got a little upset about it.
Yeah,
Michelle.
I understand.
I don't know why I made you remind me of Michelle.
I'm sorry.
All right. Anne and Ian, you guys ready for round two?
Yes, I am.
All right, who's ever in the lead at the end of this round will win a Pod Swag gift card and go on to play against Janet in the finals for that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. In round two this week, we're going to be playing a new game called Be Kind, Rewind. My co-host, Janet Varney, will read you a famous movie quote from a certain decade. The only hiccup, she's reading them in reverse. It is your job to decipher what movie they come from. Let's find out what decade we're going to be playing from. Matt Belknap, please hit the randomizer. 1970s. So here's the deal, guys. Janet's going to be reading famous movie quotes from movies of the 70s, only reading them in reverse. Seven questions in the category. Whoever has the most will go on to play Janet in the finals. You cannot, and Ian, I'm not effing around this time. You cannot buzz in until Janet...
Yes, sir.
Damn it, Ian. You just did it now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
You cannot buzz in until Janet finishes the quote. Are you guys ready to start playing games?
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Janet, please read the first movie quote from the 70s.
Not doing impressions.
You could do
impressions. Of the characters.
Do whatever you want to do.
That changes everything.
All right, do it in your own voice then.
I'm not going to do it. You with be force the May.
Ian.
Ian, go.
Star Wars?
Star Wars, correct answer, sir. Star Wars, correct answer. Of course, that is May the Force be with you. After Matt Belknap, after one, please give me a scoring update.
Well, Anne's got zero. Ian's got one. Michelle also still has zero, by the way.
Janet, please give me the next movie quote.
Studded about me, tell.
Anne,
go.
Grease,
correct answer.
Yeah.
The actual quote, of course, is tell me about its stud. The great line by the great Olivia Newton-John. We're tied up 1-1. Janet Varney, give us our next Be Kind Rewind quote.
Refuse can't he offer, and him make gonna I'm.
Ian? Is that The Godfather?
The Godfather's correct answer, sir. Godfather's correct answer. 2-1 in favor of Ian at the moment. Janet Varney, please, the next Be Kind Rewind quote from the 1970 movie.
Ni say who knights the are we.
Anne,
go.
Ian.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That is correct answer. That is a correct answer. It is now...
I love the super late buzz in my ear.
He's still in this.
A very deliberate Ian.
All right, 2-2 if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, all tied up.
All tied up. We got a tight game here. Mike Henry, the seat of his flute. Janet Varney, please give us the next Be Kind Rewind quote from the 1970s.
Oh, boy. Order of out is trial hova. Order of out your. Order of out your.
Anne,
go.
Is that Injustice for All?
It is Injustice for All.
Wow.
Nice. You're out of order. You're out of order. This whole trial is out of order. Is the actual quote, the great Al Pacino. Can't even imagine. All right, what do we got? 3-2 here?
Ann's in the lead. 3-2.
All right, two remaining. Ian's still in the game. Janet, please read our next Be Kind Rewind quote.
Close are enemies your butt, close friends your keep.
Read it again, please, Jennifer. Please read it again. It
closer like enemies, your butt. Close friends, your keep.
Ian.
Ian.
Is that The Godfather Part 2?
It is The Godfather Part
Whoa.
2. It is The Godfather Part 2. All right, what do we have? 3-2 here?
It's 3-3. It's
3-3.
Up.
We're coming down to the last one here, guys. Heading the game. Ann against Ian. Foul against foul.
Do you want to read the actual quote on that last one?
I do. That's keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm.
That is the actual one that I have typed right above the fake one. Thank you for covering on that.
You're most welcome.
But I still chose to, for some reason, when I reread it back, to read the incorrect one backwards, even though it's right there for my use. I'm not a bright man. Janet Varney, please read our final Be Kind Rewind. This will decide it.
Money the follow, just. Money the follow.
Oh, God.
Read it again, please.
Ann.
Okay, Ann, go.
All the President's Men.
All the President's Men, a correct answer.
Damn.
That is a correct answer. Follow the money, just follow the money. 1976, All the
Congrats,
President's
man.
Men. Oh, look at Ian being very kind.
Thank you, Ian.
He's excited about going to get some fresh air in those outer rooms.
The best part was I thought I heard Ann hitting something in frustration. Like, oh, yes. I know this. Bam, bam, bam. Wait. And then she did
it. She got it. She pulled it out. Now, did anybody have Ann going to the finals? I think we all predicted it to be Ian.
I think lack of oxygen hurt Ian in the long run.
Hey, Ian, you are not going to go away empty-handed. You're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet. But more importantly, we thank you for playing with us here today. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Ian. And that means you have won a Pod Swag gift card, and you will go on to go head-to-head in the finals with Janet Varney right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. We just had to say goodbye to Ian.
Yeah, you know, actually, he was too shy to admit it, but that was actually Bradley Cooper doing his Jackson Maine voice from A Star Is Born. That's
How's that sound?
Kind of like, you guys, I'm just in this interior room here. You got to stay true to your art.
It's not a bad impression. It's not a bad impression at all.
Whatever you do, don't let them corrupt you. You've got to listen to your heart. Everything he says rhymes, apparently.
Well, he's a songwriter.
That's right. I can't hear anything. I've lost 79% of my hearing, but I did want.
Wait a minute. That's a giveaway. That's a plot point.
It runs throughout the film. That's not like a big twist at the end.
It is to me.
Turns out he couldn't hear anyone the whole time.
Except his own demons.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Ann has already won a Pod Swag gift card, but now it's time to go head-to-head against Janet Varney to see if she can win a year's subscription to Stitcher Premium. I'm going to ask a series of questions to both of you. If Ann can answer more correct than Janet, she will win this year subscription to Stitcher Premium. The questions can be about anything, but there is one question from each of the last 5 decades. Janet, I'm going to ask you first. That means we're going to put Ann in the isolation booth, which means we just put her on hold. So hang tight, all right, Ann?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Janet, I'm going to ask you a series of 5 questions. The game is called Decades. One question from each decade. Are you ready?
Definitely not going to throw it in Ann's favor because I like Ann a lot.
Okay, that makes it sound like you're doing like a Trump tweet where you are now guilty of what you're saying that you wouldn't be doing.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
In which Midwestern state did the show Little House on the Prairie take place?
Kansas.
In 1984, McDonald's introduced this burger in a styrofoam package that kept the hot side hot and the cool side cool.
Oh, in 1984?
Yes.
The Big Mac.
In the 1995 Simpsons episode, Who Shot Mr. Burns? Who shot Mr. Burns?
Smithers.
4 Coen Brothers movies have been nominated for a Best Picture Oscar, but the only winner was this 2008 film.
Oh, God, 2008. No Country for Old Men?
In 2011, her song Friday became a viral sensation despite being panned by many critics as the worst song ever.
Kim Carnes.
I wheezed. I gave a Looney Tunes wheeze laugh at the end of that. All right, we have Janet's answers. Let's get Ann out of the isolation booth. All right, Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. We've got Janet's answers. Let's get your answers. If you get more correct than Janet, you're going to win that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. In which Midwestern state did the show Little House on the Prairie take place?
Kansas?
Incorrect. Minnesota. In 1984, McDonald's introduced this burger in a styrofoam package that kept the hot side hot and the cool side cool.
I can't remember. All I can think is the McDLT.
That is correct answer. Nice. The McDLT is correct answer.
Oh, well, that's not a burger.
Shut up. It is. It's a hamburger.
And let yourself have it.
And let yourself have it. Girl. You got it. The McDLT. Next.
Okay.
In the 1995 Simpsons episode, Who Shot Mr. Burns? Who shot Mr. Burns?
Maggie.
That is correct answer. Four Coen Brothers movies have been nominated for a Best Picture Oscar, but the only winner was this 2008 film.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
That is incorrect. No Country for Old Men. In 2011, her song Friday became a viral sensation despite being panned by many critics as the worst song ever.
Oh, something black.
Judges?
We're going to accept it.
Rebecca Black is a correct answer. Judges,
Rebecca Black.
They accept it. Matt Belknap, please give me an update. How many did Janet get? And how many did Ann get?
Well, Jimmy, it was exciting all the way to the end. Janet got one. Ann got three.
Hey, that means, Ann, you've won a year subscription to Stitcher Premium.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Ann.
Thank you so much.
How exciting.
Janet, and I love you, by the way.
I love you, Ann.
And thank you for playing. We have Justin,
I don't care for. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I apologize.
Confirmed.
I was just too angry about it. I had to burst out.
Congratulations, Ann. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much. This is great.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. We thank Matt Belknap. I thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Band leader Mike Henry, I thank you.
Thank you.
And, of course, we thank Janet Varney.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And more importantly, we thank you guys at home for listening. Come on back when you're once again ready to start playing games. Bye-bye, everybody.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production. Produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry. Distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to visit NeverNotFunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited.